Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, the Institute of Sports in Sports kickstarted Kingston and St. Andrew Primary School Football League. And Administrative Director of In Sports, Ian Andrews, shares some of the other activities to be rolled out across the country. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. The Institute of Sports in Sports on Tuesday, November 11, kicked off its 2015-2016 Kingston and St. Andrew Primary School Football Tournament, which will see 40 teams from primary schools across both parishes vying for top honours and bragging rights. The teams are spread across 8 zones of 5 squads each. The top 2 teams will advance to a round of 16 knockout segment. The final is set for January 14, 2016. Administrative Director of In Sports, Ian Andrews, says the launch of this tournament is part of phase one of plans to implement primary school football tournaments across all parishes going into next year. In Sports has had to scale back its usual national tournament to parish competitions due to a lack of sufficient sponsorship. However, Mr. Andrews says spectators and supporters can still expect quality entertainment and strong sportsmanship.
But what we did the last time, it was an all-island. We have decided to continue it, but not nationally. In other words, it's in pockets in parishes. And we said, well, little or no cash, we're going to do that. And the responses have been so far tremendous and overwhelming. And as we said, the youngsters just want to play the sport and get themselves involved in football.
In addition to Kingston and St. Andrew, tournaments have also been started in Portmore and St. Catherine. Mr. Andrews says persons can keep their ears out for information on tournaments in other parishes. He is hopeful, however, that Corporate Jamaica will lend support and sponsorship for the remaining parish tournaments, and perhaps even for the resuscitation of the national competition. In Sports is also seeking to introduce a new type of football competition called Mad Skills, designed to increase the basic skills and competencies in the sport.
We hope to be able to get it not on the football field, but in the, like the, a quadrangle, one of those schools that are quadrangle, that the skills are around, we can really package it good. And we will create a course, an obstacle course, and you will have to go through that course and execute some basic football skills, shooting, passing, heading, against the clock. So it will be the person with the best time who will win. And there will also be a bonus system, bonus ball. You score the ball, so you have to goal, then it will give you a bonus ball, which will lower your time.
Sports officer at InSports, Calvin Martin. He says InSports is doing the preparatory works to have the Mad Skills competition rolled out in the short to medium term. He is confident it will generate strong support from youngsters once it gets up and running.
The Mad Skills competition is basically based on what they do in the NBA. So the Mad Skills, it serves two purposes. One, it gets the youth excited about an individual event in football, which I don't think at this age group I've ever had that before. Two, it gives them a difference also to just the regular.
In addition to everything just mentioned, InSports is also lending a hand to other less popular sports to help them build their overall profile in the island. Administrative Director of InSports, Ian Andrews, says this is being done through the Minor Sports Development Program.
So they're not asking us for cash, but for technical support, for technical advice, and just to partner with them to help to promote the sport. With us on board now, we can use our prowess, and in some cases our muscle, to get some of the venues for particular sports so they can be played.
Among the sports to have benefited under the Minor Sports Development Program so far are rugby, women's rugby, volleyball, badminton, softball, and baseball. Over time, Mr. Andrews says, the program will be expanded to other sports. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.